there, boys and girls. Welcome to the Children's Bible Club. We're so glad you've joined us today. We hope you'll enjoy the singing, and you'll be listening for the story. Now join us today as the choir begins the program under the direction of Mr. Howard Woods. Thank you, choir. It is wonderful that the Lord Jesus Christ is able to deliver us. That song is true, because the Lord Jesus is able to deliver us from sin through His own precious blood shed for us on the cross of Calvary. He's able to deliver us from temptation through the power of His Holy Spirit. He's able to deliver us from fear. One of my favorite verses is Psalms 34:4. I sought the Lord, and He heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. And each day we needn't be afraid, but we can look up for the Lord's return. And that makes me think of a story that evangelist D.L. Moody told one time. He told about during the plagues when ever so many people died of the terrible sickness, and a little child was left homeless without mother and father. And he just wandered through the streets. But his mother had told him, said, the Lord Jesus will take care of you. And he just sat down and was so lonely, and a man saw him. And he came and he said, I came to help you, son. He said, are you Jesus? No, but Jesus sent me to help you. And the little boy looked up at him and said, well, you're a long time in coming. But you know, he came just on time, and the Lord Jesus did send the man to look out for the boy and to meet his needs and take care of him. And if you're a child of God, you need not be afraid. The Lord Jesus will really take care of you. He may not send somebody or some answer just at the very day or very hour or minute you think it should come. But Jesus always looks out for His own children. And we never need to be afraid, for we never walk alone. And that's a wonderful truth. We can depend on the Rock of Ages, just as the choir sings, Jesus is the Rock of Ages. Life had been anything but boring for the prophet of God, Elijah. How faithfully he had stood for God, how he'd fought God's battles, and how he had anointed kings, wrought mighty miracles, and stood for God. And then it was time for God to take him home. It was marvelous that Elijah didn't have to go through the valley of the shadow of death, but God took him home in a wonderful way. And somehow he knew just about when that time was to come. And so he started out to the place where he was to meet God, and Elisha, his newly anointed servant, wanted to go with him. Elijah said, "No, Elisha, you stay here." But Elisha said, "No, sir, I'm going with you." There was something special in Elisha's heart that made him want to be close to God's man, made him want to be where God's blessings were going to be, and he wanted in on God's blessing in his own life, and he wouldn't leave Elijah. He just hung to him like a dog hanging on to the prey. He didn't intend to turn loose. And so Elijah said, "Well, come on." And they walked all the way down to Bethel. And there were some preacher boys there that kind of whispered around. Elisha said, "Say, did you know your master's going to be taken away today?" He said, "Yes, I know it. You be still." And they walked on down to Jericho. And the boys said the same thing to him again. He said, "Yes, I know it. Just hold your peace. Don't bother me about it." And another time then Elijah said, "Now, Elisha, you just stay here. There's no need for you to go any further with me." But Elisha wouldn't leave him. He said, "Oh, sir, I want to go with you. I'm not going to leave you." And so they went on across to the Jordan River. Now here was a problem. Elijah intends to go across the Jordan, but how's he going to get across? Now, there are some more people had good questions like that, too, because did you know that 50 of those sons of the prophets, those young preacher boys that had been going to seminary, did you know that 50 of them hung way back in the distance and kind of hid out and kind of watched as Elijah and Elisha walked along to see what was going to happen? They're kind of excited, but they're all too skittish to go along. They didn't have what Elisha had in his heart that made him want to be where God's servant was. So they walked up to the River Jordan. No bridge. Far as I know, there weren't any canoes or boats or pontoons around. And that's a big old river, you know that? And deep, and places is real swift. And what are they going to do? And then Elijah did the strangest thing. He took off his big cloak that was around his shoulders and kind of bound it together and twisted it together and raised it up over his shoulder and swat! He smote the waters of the Jordan River very hard, and do you know what God did? Just opened it up. There's a wall of water on one side and the other side flowing on down, and would you believe Elijah and Elisha crossed the River Jordan on dry ground. Didn't even get their feet muddy. Well, I guess those old sons of the prophets hiding back in the bushes like to drop their teeth, don't you? But anyway, they walked on through. I imagine those old boys' eyes were about bugged out, trying to see what was going to happen next. But when they crossed the Jordan, they walked on further and further. By this time, Elijah knew something was going on in Elisha's heart. He said, "Young man, what would you have me do for you? What would you like? What do you want before I go away?" Oh, now here's Elisha's chance. Young preacher that he is, hadn't had much money and many comforts in life. Here's his chance. Why, Elisha can ask for money. Or he can ask for a certain place to preach where there's plenty of people around to pay him a good salary and give him a nice, comfortable home to live in. Why, Elisha could ask to be sort of what people call a big preacher, you know, and have all these young prophets understudying him. And he could be a big leader, and his name could be known, and he could have a real fortune and fame. And why, Elisha, what do you think Elisha will ask for? Do you know what he asked? He said, "Oh, Elijah, if only I could have a double portion of the Spirit that's upon you." Elisha didn't ask for worldly, earthly things. He was wanting a double portion of God's blessing and of God's power in his life to make him an effective servant for the Lord God of heaven. Elijah says, "Well, you've asked for a very hard thing, young man. But if you see me when I go up," said, "then you'll be granted." And they walked on together, and all of a sudden, it just about took Elisha's breath away. Right out of the sky, there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire, and they came right between Elijah and Elisha and just swooped Elijah up, and all of a sudden he was gone out of Elisha's sight, but he saw him go, and he fell on his face, and he said, "Oh, Elijah, my father, the chariot of Israel and the horsemen thereof." I think he hollered it all in order for Elijah to know that he really had seen something and he wasn't making it up. And all of a sudden, the sound and the noise and the beautiful sight of the horses of fire and the chariot, all of it was gone, and the sky was clear again. And there was Elisha by himself. What to do? He picked up the mantle, the big cloak that Elijah had worn around his shoulders and had fallen off when he'd gone up in the fiery chariot, and he picked it up and started back. And then, just as you think, there's the River Jordan. Elisha stood and looked toward heaven. He said, "Where's the God of Elijah?" And just like Elijah had done, he smote the waters of Jordan, and they parted, and Elisha went back home on dry ground. Oh, what a thrilling experience it must have been. And then old prophets and sons of the prophets became tumbling out of the bushes, running to meet Elisha. And they realized that God had blessed Elisha and that he was to be the leader in Elijah's place. Say, he didn't get to be a leader just because he wanted to be or thought it up. He got to be a leader for God because he had a heart's desire to be all that God wanted him to be. He didn't want earthly treasure nor recognition. He wanted God's blessing. Say, is that what you are? Ask Jesus to forgive your sins and save you, and then give your life in total dedication to be all that God wants you to be. And now God bless you until next week.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt saying God bless you until next week at the same time.